After a dramatic and tearful day in early March, Colorado lawmakers voted out one of their own. Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack was the first lawmaker expelled in 103 years after allegations of sexual harassment, intimidation, and retaliation from five women were found to be credible.
I walked in that morning thinking nothing was going to happen. And I left with an ounce of justice.
Former legislative aide Cassie Tanner was one of the complainants. She alleged that Lebsack unbuttoned the top part of her blouse at a legislative function and said, quote, "That's better."
It was a gratifying result to know that I had not only been believed, but that the House of Representatives was going to take my complaint and the complaints of Representative Lebsack's other accusers seriously.
And in the 2 months since then?
After Lebsack, it really felt like the air came out of the balloon and people felt like that was the end.
Our reporting, though, has found that wasn't the end. Our stories led to workplace harassment allegations from 11 additional people against three Republican senators. Each allegation has been found to be credible by outside investigators. But all of those senators are still serving in office, and none have admitted wrongdoing.
I think what's really upsetting is that despite numerous credible findings of sexual harassment, there's really been, other than Lebsack, no meaningful accountability.
Bree Franklin heads the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner has faced the most allegations, including that he grabbed and slapped a former legislative aide's behind and created a hostile and offensive work environment for some staff. Baumgardner survived an expulsion vote in April. In Colorado, legislative leaders determine consequences. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham voted against expulsion, but did punish Baumgardner. He recently stripped him of serving on committees that meet over the summer.
People are going to criticize no matter what I decided to do on that. People that say it's not far enough, I think, are acutely unaware of just how important those committees are.
It means you believed allegations, otherwise you wouldn't remove them.
That's Joan Fitzgerald. She's a Democrat and served as Colorado's first female Senate president. She says removing Baumgardner from summer committees amounts to virtually no punishment and called his behavior beyond boorish.
Unwarranted sexual advances to women, touching their breasts, slapping them on the buttocks, making lewd comments, insisting that women drink with him in the office, none of which is acceptable.
Senate Democrats have renewed their calls for Baumgardner to resign or be expelled. Still, Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper, who was weighing a presidential run, told us that he's more focused on solving other issues like long-term infrastructure spending and didn't want to tell lawmakers how to handle the situation.
What is the offense that requires someone where they should give up their seat, right? So it's a gray area, so it really is just a matter of opinion. My opinion is not that much more relevant than somebody else's. The one difference is my opinion would might deeply upset or unsettle people that are trying to find compromises on things that are, you know, of deep significance.
Hickenlooper later gave us a statement saying he wants people to feel safe and supported and says Baumgardner's punishment is too little too late. Franklin, with the Colorado Coalition Against Sexual Assault, says the governor's lack of leadership on Baumgardner has been disheartening.
Why is this issue not as important as other issues? As the leader for the state, it would definitely be nice if he spoke up and called on them to hold themselves accountable.
A survey of the Capitol showed a third of people have experienced sexual harassment, but nearly 90% chose not to report it. Lawmakers have hired an HR person. They originally pledged to improve the workplace harassment policy this session, but are now studying the issue over the summer. Cassie Tanner says she thinks some lawmakers and the governor see the issue of sexual harassment and the allegations and investigations as distractions.
I think that's one of the reasons we've seen so much not being done is because they're like, we need to move past this and get to the real work. Without a recognition that real work can't happen in an environment where women feel unsafe.
She says all you have to do is look at the reports to see the behavior is unacceptable. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.